I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Afternoon, I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report.
Coronavirus and classrooms. A special hour on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news.
Right now, this moment, parents and teachers are rallying outside the Granite School District headquarters. They're calling for a new back-to-school plan. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is there live right now. Kelly, what's going on?
Jeff, we must have 500 or so teachers dressed in red. Some family members here as well. Standing all around the Granite School District headquarters in South Salt Lake. Many cars have been beeping their horns in support as they pass by. The teachers are carrying signs with messages like, save schools, save lives, and learning's important, but hard to do when you're dead. The teachers want the school district to go to a schedule similar to the Davis School District, where half the class is in school one day and the other half will be online. The teachers say they know kids have a very low chance of getting a serious case of coronavirus, but they could spread it to family members or even teachers with underlying health conditions. They also say it's unrealistic to expect kids to wear masks all day, and there's also not enough room in their classrooms to social distance. Problem is, school kicks off in 2 weeks, and we have no idea what the district will do. Live in South Salt Lake, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
That Granite School District meeting is now happening, and just hours before all of this, infectious disease doctors across the state talked about the potential impact COVID-19 could have on students this fall. The chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Disease at U of U Health, Dr. Andy Pavia, says transmission among adolescents is real.
Teenagers are somewhat less likely to get infected and somewhat less likely to become seriously ill if infected. But we do see teenagers who become seriously ill and are hospitalized.
He says ventilation systems will be important in ensuring the safety of people inside the schools. Some districts in Utah are less than 2 weeks away from starting the academic year. Meantime, the state is reporting 7 more people have died from COVID-19 in Utah. The total now stands at 321. They're reporting 378 new cases this afternoon. 181 Utahns are hospitalized at this moment with COVID-19. That number is down about 20 since yesterday. Now, the all-important infection rate, that currently sits at 9.8%, same as yesterday. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas tells us why this infection rate is watched so closely.
A lower positive test rate is better. Over the past week or so, it's been around 10%. Early in the outbreak, it was around 5%. The health department says it helps to show whether enough people are getting tested. Total test numbers have been down recently as well.
The department says anybody with COVID-19 symptoms or anybody who's been in close contact with someone who's tested positive needs to be tested as well. KSL News Time 503. Some New York ICU nurses are here in Utah. Todd Fuchs, why Utah?
Jeff, they're returning the favor. They're helping Intermountain Hospitals treat COVID-19 patients. They say it's a way to say thank you for Utah's healthcare workers going there when they needed help. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
During the height of New York's COVID-19 outbreak, patients would get better then get worse, which was physically and emotionally draining for nurses. RN Anise Sterling remembers sobbing when a woman was saying goodbye to her dying husband.
I don't have the time to stop and cry in the break room because I have other patients.
Sterling says their staff was stretched way too thin.
It was that relief that we so desperately needed. And I'm happy that we can return that favor to them now.
Dr. Paul Krakowitz says Utah's hospitals are busy, but not at a surge yet.
Just because the numbers have come down for a week or two, they'll go right back up if we're not diligent.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Congressional Democrats aren't budging on a key provision of the next stimulus package. Maria Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats will hold to the continuation of the $600 a week unemployment payment, and he stuck to that when pushed by reporters.
I said we believe in the $600. I'm not negotiating in front of you.
Republicans want to reduce that amount to $200. Utah Senator Mitt Romney says lawmakers should work around the clock to reach an agreement.
I'd like to see that deal get done as soon as it possibly can be done, and those people that are doing the negotiating need to be working around the clock to get it done.
Also in the nation's capital, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters today that President Trump is not considering a nationwide lockdown to slow the spread of COVID-19.
Overdoses do go up. Suicides do go up. Cancer cases are missed.
She says medical experts warn that a lockdown would come with severe health and mortality risks for Americans. And Tropical Storm Isaias tearing a path through the Mid-Atlantic region this afternoon. Willow Stewart on the Jersey Shore says every bit as scary as the wind itself was the noise it made as it swept through Cape May.
We did hear just the wind, the whooshing, and I mean, it was just crazy.
High winds from the storm are pulling down trees, leaving behind heavy rain. Four people have died as a result of the storm. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Maria, KSL News Time, 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have an accident reported southbound Bangor Highway, a few blocks south of 4100 South at that intersection. I'm not seeing it yet. Doesn't mean it's not there. But where you're going to see the big delays, that's going to be between Davis and Weber counties. Both directions of Highway 89, an earlier crash at the I-84 junction about 6400 South. It's been blocking a lane of traffic and causing slowdowns in both directions. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com.